Khalashing for Khalas? Want to bribe or fine dine? This is SN Fresen. It's all about the food.
You're listening to Adrian Bugatti, and we're talking about meal planning and budgeting for your kitchen. Now, last week I spoke about doing a pantry inventory, and I hope everybody got a chance to do that, because now we're going to do some shopping. With your pantry inventory, you're going to plan your meals by shopping in your kitchen first. You have your list of everything you've done, and you're going to look at it. And you're going to look at what items you have way too much of. Mine was, the very first time 10 years ago, mine was lasagna sheets. I think I had 8 boxes of lasagna sheets, because every time I went to the shops, I bought another box. This time I did an inventory because I had gotten lazy and what have you, and I had about 4 boxes of couscous. So it's important to keep track of what you've got. With that in mind, you're also going to write down your favorite meals, like the things that your family eat and enjoy all the time, whether it's lasagna, spaghetti bolognese, macaroni and cheese. Those are kid-friendly ones, child-friendly recipes that most kids love. But maybe you've got, maybe they've got other stuff that you really like to do. What about for you? What is your favorite food? So for me, I must admit, I don't have a typical favorite. Mine is a stir fry. I tend to like those, especially the chicken one. But everybody in my house also likes chicken stir fry. So those are the things you're going to plan. You want to plan it in such a way that what you have in your house is going to be used up first. Now, if you've got very small children, making macaroni and cheese twice a week is probably quite possible. They're not going to get bored. But otherwise, split it out for a whole month. Now, I'm not saying plan for a whole month. That takes a bit of practice. But if you're only doing dinner planning, then it's not that hard. And I would suggest you put what you've got on your pantry list. Try and find some recipes that are going to go nicely with those kind of things. So if you've got like 4 packets of macaroni, well, then you're going to write down macaroni and cheese for at least once a week. That's your first thing. It's just easy. Then if you've got some leftover spaghetti, or if you've got, I think in my kitchen, I suddenly have 3 packets of gnocchi. Not sure why, because I usually make my own. But now I'm going to add gnocchi to one of my menus. It's easier. And they're just quick and easy to do. And often the kids can make them because they're already cooked. So just a little supervision needed. And that's another part of meal planning, is getting kids involved in the planning. Asking them, showing them, this is what we've got. What would you like to make with it? And let them get involved. What you will find, even with pickier eaters, is the fact that once they're involved in the cooking process and in the planning process, they're more likely to eat more things because they had a say in it. And it's a beautiful opportunity to get kids involved and to spend quality time with your children by getting them to help you make the meal and praising them afterwards because the meal is delicious and they had a hand in it. It definitely makes a difference. And it is something that was missing from our house, because I came home like at 8 o'clock at night, cook supper, my kids were asleep already. So that is a big thing that needs to take into advice, that what have you got, what are your kids like, and how often can you serve it? I think in my house, we're quite happy, well, the family are quite happy with spaghetti bolognese pretty much every week. And they're grown-ups, they're all adults, so it doesn't change too much as they get older. But while they're little, that can change every day if you want. I suddenly don't eat something. You've done your inventory and you started planning your meals. Now it's time to look at your plan and see, what don't I have, and order it. Going into the shops is going to cost you every single time 5% more than what you would have spent online. That's a huge difference. Because if you're spending 100 rand, 5%, 5 rand, pretty simple. But 5 rand every month is a loaf of bread. It's 20 rand. It adds up, you know. So it does need to look into that, because, I mean, you 240 rand a year on your extra spend. And that's if you're only going in once a week. Imagine if you're the person who goes in every single day to the shops. So plan your shopping. plan your menu, and then do it online if you can. And it is so easy nowadays to do online. Checkers 6060, Pick and Pay app, ASAP, Uber deliveries, OneCart, I think Mr. D does it as well, and things like that. And by carefully sort of curating, I would say, the meal and the menu plan, you can keep control of how much you are spending every single month. You're also often avoiding those impulse buys that happen when you run into a shop and you see something that looks really delicious. You're hungry, you're tired, you're in a rush, so you pick it up. Then it goes home, goes into your fridge or your cupboard, never to be seen again, which means it actually costs you double, because it's cost you when you've bought it, you've put it in your fridge, and then you're throwing it out, which means it costs you again. So this is why meal planning is so important. Taking into account your delivery times, your delivery days, it saves an absolute fortune. One of my favorite things to do is just before I go to sleep at night, I take my meal plan or my grocery list and I log on to the app and I do my order, and my delivery arrives about 8:15 in the morning. Huge, huge help for me. My day is sorted. Not a problem. I even do my grocery, my fruit and veg gets delivered to me once a week through a guy who goes to the fruit and vegetable market twice a week. So that makes a huge, huge thing. Now, you need to make a difference between being a penny pincher and being frugal. There is a difference. And meal planning is going to help you make that difference. You're listening to Adrian Bugatti, and we were talking about meal planning.